Welcome to episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam.
Exposing the life of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran.
It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Jackdaw.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this beautiful 2 hours. Welcome. If we have any questions, we should have been in the longer after we close our video broadcast. And it is July the 23rd of the year of our Lord and our Savior, the year 2022. With me tonight is Brother Paul from Rochester, not Minnesota, but Rochester, in New York. And hello, Paul. How are you?
Pretty good. It's been an interesting week. Sorry, I had myself muted so I could play the stuff on BTR. It's been a good week. Nice and warm up here. Warmer than normal up in New York State. So. Oh, I have a friend who sent us something, so I can share it with you then. Oh, I'm definitely going to share this because he did that. Okay. I have a friend who does, who plays the numbers. In fact, you know this guy. This is Dr. Kufar Fobia. He is a numbers guy. And he sent this to me. I'm just going to share the screen with you. And if you take a look, from 1945 to 2022, those are the temperatures. Do you see any real difference? This is for Dallas, Houston, Miami, and Phoenix. I had a good laugh when I saw this, he went all the way back to 1945, did the research.
When there was so much snow, it was global warming. When it is too hot, it's global warming. You cannot have it this way. If it's global warming, that means no snow, everything is melting. If it's so hot, and at least every year you go at least what, half a point hotter. So today it is 92, this year will be 92 and a half, the following year 93, and then maybe jump to 94. But guess what? That's not the game. You get cold days and hot days in the same place in the same week. So what is this propaganda of?
Yeah, I remember that. I actually know someone who had some more to do with it than he did. So. Free money. If people are stupid enough to follow this guy, so, yeah. How much volcanoes? What? Oh wow! If we could create enough energy from that alone. Holy cow! Yeah. Yeah, I was just up in the Adirondack. There's a law about the Adirondack State Park. You cannot cut down a tree without a permit, and then it's restricted. that's an extremely difficult problem. And we have the same issue. Cleaning away, you can clean away dead stuff, but again, the amount is monitored. Yes. Well, the big article this week, again, we kind of started with, which is Biden and COVID, the picture perfect guy for advertising the vaccine that he said would keep everybody out of the hospital. And he's had his two shots, and I believe he's had at least one or two boosters. Actually, my understanding is that he's had two boosters. So that means he's had four shots, and he still gets COVID. Well, remember, the goal of COVID was to get rid of the older population. And if they want to, like right now, the Democratic Party's not happy with Biden, and they don't want him to run for re-election. So him getting COVID could be their answer to their problem. So I hope that's not what they're going to do, but not out of the question. Well, could they want Mr. Dementia standing behind them and fumbling?
No.
There will be several arrests. Should the House become Republican and the Senate remain Republican, we will see several arrests, possibly for treason. And amongst them would be Hillary, or at the very least for sedition. Well, I would like to see Adam Schiff arrested for sedition. Now she and Hillary will go up if that's the case. Yeah, so my next article, I'm gonna put in the chat room. I have a friend, his name is Todd Benson, and one of these days I've gotta get him off the show. He is talking about the border crisis. Now, one of the reasons I bring this up is because I have been seeing a lot of claims that the border crisis is something not created by Biden. My friend Todd Benson actually goes down to the border and gets the real story. So he came out on the 21st, just a few days ago, and I think it's the title is humorous. Are Democrat mayors really just now waking up to the greatest mass migration border crisis in U.S. history? Here's a newsflash and a question by big city Democratic mayor who of late are complaining that illegal immigrants are filling homeless shelters and otherwise training their municipal social safety net. First, the news. Hundreds and thousands of foreign national illegal border jumpers have been flooding your cities nonstop for 18 months straight already. Now the question. Have mayors been living in a newsgreen cave? First, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser complained that some 6,000 recent border crossers who volunteered to ride buses provided by Texas Governor Abbott to her city were burdening homeless shelters and taking social service resources for American homeless and needy. She blamed Abbott for tricking these immigrants into filling the D.C.-bound buses. Oh, I wonder about that. Okay, Mayor, this is the one that happened this week. Mayor Eric Adams this week was complaining that that these thousands of border crossing immigrants were taking resources from American citizens down their left, somehow all imitating the Texas Republican governor had from this week. I think it's hilarious. I mean, the one who invited them in is D.C., and he sent them to D.C., and I thought that was the perfect solution. This next one I have comes from Ireland. And this one is one of those, when I posted and shared this story this week, I say it's time to do away with the charge of terrorism. I want that to be dropped from the books of every country. Let them charge people with murder. Let them charge them with treason. Let them charge them with sedition. So this young lady, she's a former Irish soldier, Lisa Smith, was jailed for 15 months for Islamic State membership. And this Paul Reynolds, he's a crime correspondent. It says former Irish soldier Lisa Smith has been sentenced to 15 months in prison at the Special Criminal Court for membership of ISIS, the Islamic State terrorist organization. The 40-year-old mother of one is the first person to be convicted in an Irish court of membership in another country of an Islamic terrorist organization. The court rejected her claims that she had gone to Islamic State simply out of censor, religious obligation, and for the innocent purpose of living under Sharia law and raising a family in a Muslim state. So they gave her 15 months. Guess she's going to be out within half that time. Yeah, and that's the issue. They let out, this is happening across the world, they let people out early for good prison behavior. Truthful. I wish we could get the people in charge to understand those things. This next one comes from France. This is a rather sad article. It's titled, In France, a man who recently converted to Islam threatens to blow himself up using an explosive belt against his wife. Allah told me to do it. It is 1:20 a.m. on this July 14th. One mother received a video call from the man she recently separated from after 25 years of living together. Having four kids, the man who is still her husband threatens to come to a small party she is having next Saturday with an explosive belt and blow himself up. Allah told me to do it, justifies the 40-year-old, who is said to have recently converted to Islam. The next day, his wife filed a complaint with the police. She's already filed the first complaint at the end of May on the evening of the party. Her husband, who now lives with his cousin, came to St. Bartholomew and snuck around her house, which is now for sale. But he couldn't carry out his threat. I have one from Germany now. I thought this was a shocker. If I lived in Germany and I saw this, I would not be getting on a plane anytime soon. And this was enough to scare. I don't plan on going to Berlin in the near future, but this article should scare somebody. This comes from Express out of Austria. And if you're using if you don't see the translation, I recommend going to translate.google and just typing that and just putting this in. I use translate.google and it automatically translates. So this article is titled Scandal on the Tarmac. Airport employees show Islamist greeting. It is extremely frightening. Three employees at Dusseldorf Airport gave the Islamic State salute on the tarmac and openly profess their sympathy for Islamic terrorism. pictures of it appeared on the internet, the police reacted promptly. We have Muhammad AR, who's 19, Muhammad A, 20, Sirhat I, who's 20. Three men were quickly identified from the images. All three were born in Germany and grew up among us in Europe. Nevertheless, they felt they belonged to the terrorists of the Islamic State. The airport ID cards were blocked with immediate effect, so it's ensured that any access to security areas of the airport is excluded. These are the guys they have working for them in security. Scary when you start to think about how our freedoms are being used against us. This next article comes from Qatar, and it really bothers me that I have to, I'm probably going to go through I did a whole show on this topic. How I called it Muhammad is afraid of Scooby-Doo, but this article is titled Qatar, gunmen kill 29 dogs, armed men storm the security facility in Qatar used to feed and shelter stray dogs, killing 29 of them and injuring others over claims that one of them had bitten a man's children. I mean, videos of Muslims picking guns and shooting dogs and I wouldn't be surprised if it's still there. They'll do all around the world. Pakistan is known for killing hundreds of dogs every year. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I think in the United States and throughout the free world that it should be a disqualification for owning a dog. That's my belief, because if Muhammad was okay with killing dogs, they have to be okay with it. They have to look at him as being perfect. Somalia and the Islamic country, but yeah, 5 killed, 14 injured in car bomb attack in central Somalia. At least 5 people were killed and 14 others were injured after a powerful car bomb attack targeted a popular hotel in central Somalia on Sunday. The attack destroyed not just the hotel, but a Gowar, the administrative center of 95 kilometers north of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Al-Qaeda affiliated terrorist group, and just as you said, Al-Shabaab. Well, they were lucky, I'd say that much. 14 injured, 5 dead. Yeah. There was an incident in Sweden, which is kind of interesting, that I read. I was looking at earlier. There was a woman who a Muslim attempted to rape, and she beat the crap out of him. Yeah, and it's humorous in some respects. He grabbed her behind. I mean, she noticed it was starting out. There was 2 of them to begin with. One of them grabbed her behind. She turned around and basically roundhouse kicked his face, punched him in the face. And he went down. And, you know, she got away a little bit from him. And he tried again. And then she beat him up again. And then she started to have some problems. And she called. She was able to call her boyfriend or her. It says housemate. So he came out. He's not a small guy. He held this pervert So the police came. A battered face and all that. My family's from England 400 years ago, and I still feel disgust that some relation of mine in some ways didn't defend their children. That's the end of the news that I have. I can just read, yeah. I have listed it on my site. You go to fallsweatlist.blackspot.com. It's listed right there, all eight, and they all keyed up straight to the starting point. The water of man and the water of women. Yeah, well, you use the Hadith in the scriptures. The miracle is really the sperm and the egg. No. They don't have any. It's nothing. And the claim is that she's not that person. That it's not a person yet. It's not even alive, correct? Congealed blood. We have the interpretation, the companion, the deep, and the dictionary. Absent. It's missing. There's nothing. Piece of flesh. Well, there is the evidence from the interpretation of the Hadith and the dictionaries. They say the meaning, the miracle meaning is chewing gum. That is just so ridiculous. Nothing. It's absent. Well, before that, you meant before that. Yeah. You have the interpretation, the Hadith, and its companion. the change to humans. Is that sperm cells? I don't even want to guess. Wow. It makes perfect sense to me what you're saying. Claudius Galenus. 130 to 210 AD. Galenus, I think. The artery and vein, beginning of the vessels, descend through the backbone to the testicles until they reach what is called the epididymis, and a lot of seminal channels flow from them to the testes. Human look to what he was created from. He was created from gushing water. It comes out from the backbone and the breast. No. Oh, he had to catch it. It is very preferable to trust in the visible evidence that a woman has water and to search logically for the power in it that the woman's spermatic channels produce semen, regardless of sexual intercourse with a man or not. Women dream just like men, and semen is also found in animals on the vaginal membrane. But that's the book he wrote, right? Yeah, that's the book. So that when the two waters are mingled, one complete fluid is made. That's from 4 to 5 BC. Okay, and this is more from Galenus. Okay. Surely Hippocrates is the one who discovered these discoveries. If the two fluids stayed in the womb of the woman, first they were mingled, and since a woman does not sit still, so it will curdle because of the body heat. Hippocrates taught the rest of the stages as it happened, as a result of the mingling of the two fluids, so the fetus will grow. I didn't realize Hippocrates was that far off, but, you know, again, they didn't have a... Yeah, I mean, they didn't have microscopes. They didn't have any concept. Yes. Because Allah is a very small God. A man's fluid is white and thick and viscous, and it is what makes the flesh, the veins, and the nerves. Quran 76:2. Surely we created the human from nafta amshad. We test him, so we made him hearing sing. created from both of the man's naphtha and the woman's naphtha. As for the man's naphtha, it is thick, and from it the bones and the nerves. As for the woman's naphtha, it is soft, and from it the flesh and the blood. The idea of the relationship of the male and the female concerning the height of man's water or woman's water. Said, surely this idea of the birth of a male when the water of the male is higher and the birth of a female when the water of the female is higher is very reasonable. But in any way, this contradicts that the fact that sometimes baby females look like their father. And also there are a few number of men who look like their mothers. Double check of my years teaching biology. This is, therefore, it is best to say that female and male babies come as a result of when one of the waters goes above the other without the condition of detention. And we must say that concerning the different body characteristics. They have sexual intercourse, and the male substance, chromosomes and genes, prevails upon the female substance, chromosomes and genes, it is the male child that is created by Allah's decree. And when the substance of the female prevails upon the substance contributed by the male, a female child is formed by the decree of Allah. Chapter touching a menstruating woman above the waist. Wow. Divide this. Okay. Also, this is from Galana Sun. Okay. As the material of, let us divide the creation of the fetus to four stages. First, which is seen when miscarriage or during the dissecting procedure. Yeah, when miscarriage or during the dissecting procedure, when it is still in the form of semen, even the great Hippocrates did not call it a fetus. He still called it semen. But when it is filled with blood, heart, head, and liver, without details, without form, even though it has some hardness and a considerable size, and this is the second stage. As the material of the fetus looks like a piece of meat and it is no longer looking like semen, the third stage comes, as we mentioned before, when we are able to see three parts clearly and these wide steps or the body to all other parts. As for their fourth and last stage, that is where we see clearly all the extremities. The great Hippocrates did not call it fetus, but he named it a child. That is when he said that it is when the child moves and shakes as he completes living growth. Copycat, we have a copycat warning. Plagiarism!
He or
The miracle of all miracles in the Quran concerning the length of pregnancy.
He's the only guy who come up with this miracle. And we give it to him, we give it to him, and to all of us, the word. Miracle. The length of pregnancy.
Allah knows what every female bears and how much their womb lessens and enlarges. According to Al-Qurtubi, stated in this verse, evidence, pregnant woman may give birth to her baby less or more than 9 months. Muslim scholars agree that the minimum time of pregnancy is 6 months. And scholars disagree concerning the maximum time of pregnancy. Aisha stated, pregnancy can be more than 2 years. I don't know how you say that name. Yes, in Sa'ad, it is more than 3 years. It gets worse. Al-Shafi stated 4 years, stated it's 5 years. It's also stated there is no limit, even if it's more than 10 years. I feel sorry for the women more now. Aisha stated that the time of pregnancy does not increase more than 2 years. So Malik said, how great is Allah? Our neighbor, the wife of Aglan, she got pregnant and delivered the baby in 4 years. And she is a truthful woman. And her husband is a truthful man. She was pregnant 3 times in 12 years. Well, if she's telling the truth, she might be either totally deceived or whacked in the head. Okay. A man's wife was pregnant for 4 years. He came to Malik and asked him to pray for his wife, who was in great distress. Malik said, oh, Allah, if there is air in her abdomen, relieve her this hour. And if there is a girl in her womb, then replace her with a boy. Surely remove and establish what you desire, and you have the mother of the book. And Malik lifted up his hand, and the people lifted up their hands, and a messenger came to this man and said, go see your wife. So the man went. Malik did not put his hand down until the man came by the door of the mosque, carrying his 4 years young boy on his shoulders with straight teeth.
Okay.
Well, he's on his shoulder, so he probably can. A man came to Omar bin Khattab and said, "O Prince of the Believers, I was absent from my wife for 2 years, and when I returned, I found that she is pregnant." Omar consulted with other men concerning her stoning. A man by the name of Muaz said, "You have no right to kill her baby." So Omar waited till she gave birth with teeth. The father saw the resemblance of that boy with him, so he said, "I swear by the Lord of the Kaaba, he is my son." Okay. Good. Turn it up just a little bit.
Yes, indeed, Professor Moore. We should teach all the Muslims in the Muslim world, and I'm glad that we have the freedom of you here in this symbol ministry of the ministry school and explore the force. He's talking about the form as it is. True science, true belief, true morality. It's America, Paul. Can't you see it?
It's just plain ridiculous to think that some guy who actually is a college professor would bash his profession in this manner. Oh yeah, that's evident.
Your brain is from the lines of the tongue. Sharia in English were distributed to the smart Muslims in America and the rest of us to learn and share. Here we go. And in 9.5.
The minimal duration of a pregnancy from which a live child is born is 6 months. Well, the maximum is 4 years. Okay. N9.5, the minimal duration of pregnancy from which a live child is born is 6 months. Well, the maximum is 4 years. N9.3A, whenever there is less than 6 months between two births, the babies are considered twins. 6 months.
That's not, I wonder if that's the key.
Questions here from Ishaq Ibrahim. I just want to post these our statements, I should say. The Straightway Grace Ministry of Summit. Do you plan to make a timeline of Islamic embryology with quotes side by side with real embryology with pictures? settle arguments in one screenshot type thing.
Yeah, that's not fun. We want to do that all
at one time. I think he's talking about basically making a website, or, you know, you and I can talk and we can probably do something like that. And we can talk. This week probably isn't my best week for it, but we'll see. All right. And the next thing he said, he wanted to know if there's a channel called Against Atheism, and he thought that you needed to watch the 2015 video titled Comparing Quranic Embryology with Aristotle and Galen. So Galenus is the Galen. And I didn't realize that Galen – I've heard of Galen, but I hadn't heard of Galenus, so I didn't realize they're the same person.
Maybe I think
I think you're not spelling it wrong. I think he's actually I'd say in Western circles, he's probably more often known as Galen. So if you – it's either way you put the name, it's – Well, in high school, Galen is mentioned, but that's quite a statement. Well, but you've got the proof and you've done the research to prove it. So that's what it comes down to. Okay. So question number one from England. Why is pork not allowed in Islam when Muslims eat camel meat, which is the first on the list of unclean meat, and pork is the fourth? Just a second. Yeah, I can do that. Just a second. Let me just get my mouse here. Hey, what are we going to? Sorry, which book? And what was the chapter again? Okay, so let me just put this up. Just a second. What verse? Okay. All right. So let me just grow the size of this, and then I'll share it. Okay. All right. Can you see that? We have it's from chapter 1, chapter 11, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which you shall eat among the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever part the hoof and is cloven footed, and choose the cud among the beasts, that shall you eat. Nevertheless, these shall you not eat, them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel. Because he chews the cud, divides not the hoof. He is unclean to you.
Okay.
and the coney, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof. He is unclean to you. And the hare, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof. He is unclean to you. And the swine, though he divides the hoof and be cloven-footed. Yes. And of their flesh shall you not eat, and their carcass shall you not touch. They are unclean to you. These shall you eat that are in the waters. Whatsoever has fins and scales in the waters and the seas and in the rivers, then shall you eat. And all... Hey, we're on verse 10. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination to you. So if it doesn't have fins and scales, wow. Okay. They shall be an abomination unto you. You shall not eat of the flesh, but you shall have their carcass an abomination. Whatsoever has no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination to you. Verse 13. And these are they which you shall have in abomination among the birds. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. Okay, and these are they which, the vulture, I didn't finish. They shall not be eaten. They are the abomination. The eagle, the ossifrage, the osprey, and the vulture and the kite after his kind. Every raven after his kind, and the owl and the night hawk and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, and the little owl, and the cormorant, and the great owl, the swan, and the pelican, and the gear eagle, and the stork, the heron, after her kind. And, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what I did with it just a few minutes ago as I was using it earlier. Oh, there it is. Oh, I'm not too good at finding stuff quickly that way, unfortunately. 173. All right. 173. Okay. It is forbidden for you that which died, and the blood, and the swine meat, and that was killed as a sacrifice to other than Allah. So whoever is compelled without desiring nor returning, so it is not a sin for him. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. So whoever is compelled, it is forbidden for you which that which died and the blood of the swine meat, for that which was desiring nor returning, so it is not a sin for him. Surely Allah is forgive. Oh, so if it's compelled, you're not in trouble. So that, doesn't that mean that if they're in prison, they don't have to have halal meat?
No, he's on the fire, and he's going to go for a second. So, fill your dish one time and eat it. There are the
$16.15. Okay. Surely unlawful to you is the dead and the blood and the swine meat and that which has been slain to other than Allah. So whoever is compelled without desiring nor returning, so surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. So this would explain many problems in the world as far as medical issues, because we, not many people in the Western world wonder why some of these strange diseases come about. And a lot of that is related to eating what is called bushmeat, things that died.
Why we Christians, let me talk about this Christian. Why we Christians do not follow the laws of moving the different places of the book. Nothing comes out of the book. As long as he eats from the food, and the chicken and the chicken, because everyone puts the chicken. How long he eats? Even those chicken. Because the other guy knows chicken are good as a pig. You think about the chicken. That's okay. That's what my point is. My point is, if I'm going to eat something that makes me sick, even if it is a burning off of me, what if I eat a sheep? The meat will go in the freezer. The meat was outside and it's bad. If I eat it, it makes me sick. Will I eat it more? Even though it's a bad meat? What's talking about? Why does God make a big difference?
So you cannot offer a camel on the behalf of big people and sacrifice a golden goat because it's unclean animal. Like a pork and a pig. You don't offer a swan meat for a sacrifice because it has to be clean animal because our Lord and our Savior was God's sin. And not just you have to offer a sheep or a cow or a flock of dog, anything clean. No. His sacrifice offer must be healthy. Meaning don't look at eyes. no broken head, no broken nose, no broken anything. Why? Because Jesus Christ was perfect without any sin. And when he died, none of the cross, not only to death, that he may do in a broken home. He had to be fully healthy and pure without sin, without any blemish. This is the description for the animal which used in the Old Testament to be offered as a sacrifice. And through their blood, the people can have covering for their sins. Now in the Christian faith, we don't have any worry about that. Why? Because we no longer offer sacrifice. Why? Because our Lord and our King Jesus Christ, by his own flesh, he went to the Holy Cross one time, offered his own blood on the cross, and by the shed blood of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, not only we receive covering for our sins, but we receive forgiveness of our sins. All our sins, past, present, and the future, are all washed away. And everything is everything about our life and our sin in the past is gone. Everything is new because we are a new creature of Christ.
Unusual question. Did you know that mermaid is halal in Islam? That is half human fish. Modern scholars are ashamed of talking about it. Mermaid is a mythological creature who is half human, half fish.
Well, I know that in Islam they eat.
Oh.
They cook the head of a man.
Wow. Okay, just checking. Any other questions, people? Just go ahead and post them. And
now or never.
Now or it's now or never. And here we go. We're about out of time. Well, we have one here. I think we can. I can put up the next one. What is the penalty for apostasy?
Yes, it is the blood of the most important of the three. But the blood of the most important is not do not see the soul which out of conviction is for justice. That is the verse. Do not see the soul which out of conviction is for justice. What is the soul which out of conviction is being tested to the mother's soul? What is the just cause in the Muslim? That is common. Now the Muslim believes that the blood of the Muslim cannot be shed except it should be the brother. So obviously, in the book of Sharia, that you cannot kill a Muslim man or woman for killing the daughter, the son, the grandchildren, if it is for a just cause. So, in the book of Sharia, if somebody killed his daughter, or his son's daughter, or his son, or his son, because they have been not a Christian, or they have been wealthy, or because they murdered a Muslim, the court will not be be a person that is 100% free. So you can kill the old religion and be with justice.
It's right here. I'm just going to read this from Reliance of the Traveler. One of the exceptions for killing, one of the exceptions for retaliation, for you don't kill somebody, you don't kill a Jew or a Christian of the Islamic State for killing an apostate. So nobody gets killed for killing an apostate.
Well,
it astounds me that people who are going to buy a new stereo system or a new automobile or a refrigerator will spend a great deal of time reading the magazines, looking into the consumer report, and selecting the very best one for the money. But when it comes to their eternal souls, they flippantly say, well, everybody has their own belief, you know. One day, a famous preacher in America, Harry Ironside, was preaching on the streets. A passerby interrupted him and said, excuse me, sir, how do you expect an ordinary man like me to figure out the right way? There are thousands of beliefs in the world. Harry Ironside said, sir, thousands of beliefs? I only know of two. Said the man, there's Buddhism and Confucianism and Hinduism and Islam and all the isms of Christendom. What do you mean only two beliefs? Ironside said, there are those who believe they can save themselves and those who believe they need a savior. All of the religions of the world basically tell you there's something you need to do to save yourself. But the message of Christianity is unique in this, that it proclaims to men and women a savior. There are many people who say, well, the Bible is just another holy book. They're all pretty much the same. Now, people who say that haven't done their homework. What God did for us so that we could authenticate the message of Jesus as he came into the world was before ever he came, hundreds of years before he came, to paint a portrait in words that would exactly describe him when he did come. One prophet said that he was going to be betrayed, and you would assume that his betrayal would be done by his enemies. No, said another prophet, it would be his friend, his confidant. You would presume that if he was betrayed by the Jews, that he would be executed by stoning. That was the traditional form of execution by the Jews. You remember they did it with Stephen. They tried to do it with Paul. No, says another prophet, they will pierce his hands and his feet. In fact, the description of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, written about 1,000 years before it happened, describes his crucifixion more than 700 years before crucifixion was invented. You would assume that if a man was to be sold for a price, according to Jewish law, a man would be sold for 50 pieces of silver. No, said the scripture, he will be sold for 30 pieces of silver. Now, isn't that an astounding fact? The very people who were trying to disprove his messiahship knew that scripture. And all they had to do to disqualify him from being the Messiah was pay 31 pieces of silver, and he wouldn't have been the Messiah. And they paid 30 pieces of silver and sealed the amount of money in the public record. Where would the Messiah be born? Where would he come from? Matthew quotes, first of all, that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, Judah. So said Micah, chapter 5, verse 2, perhaps 750, 800 years before the Lord Jesus came, Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, Judah. You arrange the town you're born in.
you try to arrange the family you're born to. I suggest it would be a bit tough to do. But you see, that's not the extent of it, because as I pointed out, it was those who did not want him to look like the Messiah who paid the 30 pieces of silver, and who authenticated his messiahship by that. I've given you fulfilled prophecies. There are over 300 of them. My friend, you've got to do something with that. You can ignore it. But if you examine the Word of God, you will discover that unlike any other religion in the world, God has taken your brain seriously, and he has given you hard evidence to believe that Jesus has proven himself to be the Messiah, the Son of God, and declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Christianity is the only belief system in the world that gives you evidence in history to authenticate its truthfulness. But there's more. Some people think that if they do good in certain situations, that they will get a credit with God to overcome the bad things they've done. Some people say, well, I think I'm a pretty good person. Listen, you don't even come up to your own standards, let alone God's. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, in other words, by seeking to live a good life and keep the Ten Commandments, live by the golden rule, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Everybody falls short of God's standard. No matter how wicked a sinner you are, no matter how good you think you are, God has made an offer to the human race. To those who find the way barred, because their own sin and failure has kept them from meeting God's standard, there is an alternative. It is the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all those who believe, for all have sinned. Christianity is the only belief system in the world that lets you be honest with God about your sin. You ask someone who's trying to get to heaven by the good works, how are you doing? Oh, not bad. Oh, really? Not bad, huh? Well, doing pretty good. Doing my best. Well, you are. I've never met anybody who does their best, even by their own standards. God doesn't ask you to pretend you're okay. He wants you to be honest with him. Now listen carefully. You may not believe me at first, but it's true. Christianity is the only belief system in the world that offers a savior. Islam doesn't offer a savior. Islam says save yourself. It's a do-it-yourself religion. And all the religions of the world fall under the same category. You do it, and if you do it well enough, you'll get to heaven. And as long as you think you can save yourself, any religion will do. When you find out you need a savior, the list is very short. There's only one, and his name is Jesus. Now, save yourself is an absolutely ludicrous statement. If you're in a burning building, and you're screaming out the window, help, save me, save me. I say, oh, save yourself. Listen, if you can save yourself, you don't need to be saved. You can't save yourself. When Christ died on the cross, he paid the debt you owed. And in exchange for your sin, taking your sin, he has offered you his rightness, his righteousness as a gift, a free exchange. Salvation is not something you earn. Salvation is a gift. Every other religion ultimately says that when you stand before God, you're desperately hoping that he's going to fudge a bit to let you into heaven. There's no follower of any religion that says, when I stand before God someday, I'm going to say to him, okay, God, here's your challenge. Put my life up on this side, put your law on that side, and I challenge you to find one thing wrong with my life. Is that what people are going to say? No, no. They're hoping against hope that somehow they're going to slip in, maybe in the top 0.5%, you know? Maybe they're going to get in if God won't be too careful at looking at their life. However, can I expect to get into heaven? Oh, says God, here's what we'll do. I'll tell death to my son. He'll pay it in full. So God sets the standard. God hands over the bills, and then he pays it himself. Examine the evidence. Not only the evidence of the Bible, the evidence in your own heart that you're a sinner and you need a Savior, and you can't save yourself. And then read what the Bible has to say about the Lord Jesus, the Savior of sinners. He came to save you. And if you will, as the Bible declares, be honest with God about your sin. That's what the Bible calls repentance. And receive the Lord Jesus as the Savior of sinners. Say, oh God, I don't know why you'd want me. I'm damaged goods. But you said that whoever came to you, you would in no wise cast out. Take me now. Save me now. I give up. I'll accept the gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
All right, Paul. I
will just go. Yep. Hey, you have a good night. How did the reading go of those 60 pages? Did you finish? Just say it's a short time for 60. That would take me... I guess the hardest part for me, I hate looking at edited stuff. Because it means that, especially if it's mine. Oh, wow. Plus, the truth of the matter is it's hard to read something that's written that poorly. Okay. So is this all in Microsoft Word then, or? Interesting. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for that honor. Well, you have a good night. God bless. All right. Good night. I got to get that.